the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph states, Kol mitzvah sheba Torah bein ese bein lo sase im over odom al achas mehen bein bezodom bein bishkoga. Any individual who transgressed one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, kishayasa tshuva v'yoshev necheto chayav v'hisvados. When an individual does tshuva, he repents, it's obligatory for this individual to have vidui as part of his repentance, a type of confession, a verbal declaration that this individual states the fact that he has sinned. Shenemar, Isha Isha, Kiyasu, Tisvadu es Hakosom Asher Osu, Zed Vidui Dvorim. And that is an integral part of the tshuva, is this verbal declaration called Vidui, that the individual states that he has sinned. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma has a very fundamental machlokes regarding this requirement of vidui. Says the Gemara in Yoma on the Pevod of the days, "V'tzorech lifrot es hachet," that it's not enough for an individual who will wants to fulfill the requirement of vidui, to say chatosi, avisi, pashati, to declare that he has sinned in a general sense, but rather one is required with farik as hachet, he must specifically state the particular avera which he committed. Shenemar, Ana chacha ha'am hazeh chacha'a gedola v'yasu lohem Elohei Zohar. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava derives from Moshe Rabbeinu stating on behalf of Klal Yisrael who sinned in the Chet HaEgel, Ana chacha ha'am hazeh chacha'a gedola. It wasn't enough to say, we sinned, but they had to state, V'yasu lohem Elohei Zohar. There was a requirement, Lefarek es hachet, a requirement to specifically mention what the particular Avera was. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says, Ashrei nesoi pesha kisoi chatah. Happy is the individual who does not reveal his particular transgressions. Rather, it suffices for this individual to say chatosi avisi pashati in a general sense, and he need not be meforek the particular avera. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Hence we have a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who says, Sorek lefaret es hachet, and between Rabbi Akiva, who says, Ashrei nisui pesha kisoi chatah. Regarding this machlokes, the Tur in Simin Tokrej Zayin, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, Paskin, Ein Sorech Lefaret. One is not required to be Mefaret the Chet. It's sufficient to have a Vidoi of Chatosi, of Visi Pashati. However, the Rambam in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel, disagrees. And he says, V'tzorech Lifrot es Achet. He quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that one is required to mefaret the chet, one is required to articulate verbalize the particular transgression that one has committed, and he quotes the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, "Ana chatar amadeh, chatar gedola, yosu lohem, elohezal." The Meiri, in his sefer on Shuva, his Chibur HaTshuva, quotes from the Gaonim. The Yeshman had the Gaonim shehichriu lipsok the Mishim is zvadel eza ovom v'frach. If one is doing tshuva on one specific sin, the also shah and also vondelvar soyach mecharto v'svasach. If one is doing a specific tshuva on one particular avera, the Gaonim said, in such a situation, we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and be mifareh the chet. Alo misha kavanoso b'tshuva chlolis, an individual who is doing a general tshuva u'mitzvada al kol avonos, ein tzorech lifrot es chatos. But an individual who is doing a general tshuva, so in that situation, one can follow the opinion that ein tzorech lifaret es achet. And the Meiri continues and says, al daz zeh haya nusach vidoy bimei ha-ga'onim, that bimei ha-ga'onim, the nusach, the text of the vidoy on Yom Kippur, lo hayu bo ela arba milos bilbad. The whole vidoy was chatanu, chashamnu, avinu, vihirshamnu. And that was the entire vidoy. But says the Meiri, aval chadoshim mikorov bo'u, there were later gaonim, chadoshim mikorov bo'u, who changed this. Partubo, and this is referring to the Seder of Rav Amram Gaon, the earliest source of the Al-Chet that we have, in the Seder of Aleph Beis, and they were mefarik, chatoim, rabim, alderach, alfabeto, hiskimo, alhamizvada, sheyifrot, kol haaveros. That the reason why the later Gaonim changed the practice, the original practice was just to say, chatonu, ashanu, hevinu, vihishanu. They made an elongated vidoy, which is the nusach of the vidoy that we have today, which appears in the earliest, in the Seder of Rav Amram Gaon. They said that one should list many chatoim, and this, says the Meiri, is following the opinion of Tzorech Lefarek es Hachet. Meforshim point out that although the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Zayin, says, Masha'olim al-Chet b'Seder Aleph Beis lo mikri pirut, ha'ol v'ha'kol omrim. The particular vidah that we have today is not called being mefarek es ha'chet, the Ramah says. And one of the Meforshim points out that one might think that this Ramah is contradicting the words of the Meiri, who said that the later minhag of the Gaonim to mention the whole vidoy al Seder Aleph Beis is conforming with the opinion of the Rambam that Tzorech Lefaret es Hachet. Explains this Meforesh that there is no contradiction. The context that the Ramah was stating his opinion is that there is a problem if an individual will state his averus publicly, hence he's showing that he is not embarrassed. If he's mefarek his chatoim berabim. But says the Ramah, if everyone is saying this particular nusach, then it's not considered a breach of this problem of embarrassing oneself, because everyone is stating the same nusach. So in that context, he meant to say, says this Mefarish, that it is not considered being Mefarish. But that in no way contradicts what the Meiri is explaining the Gaonim, that stating all the Chatoim in the Seder of the Bidui of the Al-Chayt is in fact a Kiyum of the Shita of the Rambam, that Tzorich Lefarech Es Ha-Chayt. The Gemara in Erevin, and that Menvava Medbeis, teaches us a principle in Halacha of how certain debates, certain machlogesim between Tanaim are decided. Regarding a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and other Tanaim, so the Gemara has a famous comment, Halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavero, that when Rabbi Akiva is arguing with another Tana, a singular individual, then we are machriya the halacha to Rabbi Akiva. Halacha to Rabbi Akiva mechavero, the lo mechavero. However, when Rabbi Akiva is arguing with several Tanaim, then we do not follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And the Mefarshim, Kesef Mishnah and others on the Rambam, are troubled by the sack of the Rambam of Tzorech Lefaret Es Ha-Chet, because this indeed is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. And normally we would say, when Rabbi Akiva argues with a singular individual, halacha for Rabbi Akiva mechavero, and therefore, following the normative sock set down in the Gemara in Erevin, the halacha for Rabbi Akiva mechavero, one would expect that the Rambam would pass him ein tzarech lefarek es hachet. And the Kesef Mishnah and others are bothered, why did the Rambam veer from this norm that the Gemara sets down in Maseches Erevin, that halacha ki Rabbi Akiva mechavero. One of the Gedolei Ha'achronim, Yeshuas Yaakov, who was the Rav in Lvov in the late 18th century and the early 19th century, who wrote a classic commentary on Shulchan Aruch called the Yeshuas Yaakov, attempts to explain this Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah prior already attempted to deal with this Rambam and points out, based on the Sugya, that there's another opinion in the Gemara that supports Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. It's not only a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, there's the opinion of Rav, who also agrees, and based on the intricacies of the Sugya, the Kesef Mishnah points out that it indeed would not be considered under the principle of Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mei Chavero. However, the Yeshuas Yaakov points out a very interesting interpretation, which leads many to a discussion in general on the dynamics of tshuva as well. And the explanation of the Yeshuas Yaakov is based on the Yerushalmi in the Nedarim, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet. The Yerushalmi in the Nedarim quotes this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, whether Tzorech Lefaret Es Ha-Chet or not. And the Gemara makes a statement in the Yerushalmi. V'asyen ilin plugvosa ki ilin plugvosa. Meaning, this machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova is parallel to another machlokes in another area in Halakha. And if one follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva in this area of Sarat Lefarid Esachet, he then will follow a certain opinion in another area. It will be Lishitoso. And if one follows Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova Legabe this Halakha, he hence is forced to say something in another area of Halakha. The question that the Mefarshim deal with is what exactly is the other machlokes that we will align Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. The problem is that the Yerushalmi, before it quotes the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova, has one machlokes, and after has another machlokes, which of course will lead different mefarshim to interpret the Yerushalmi in different ways. Whether the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova is linked with the former machlokes or with the latter machlokes. One could look in Tosfos and Gittin on Lamed Hei Amud Beis Dibur Maska Lechush to see how Tosfos explained this Yerushalmi based on the former machlokes. But the Yeshuas Yaakov explains Nogeil in Yaneinu that the machlokes and the intent of the Yerushalmi is based on the latter machlokes. What indeed is the latter machlokes? So the latter machlokes in the Yerushalmi is referring to Hataras Nedarim. We know, many of us have the practice of Erev Rosh Hashanah to be Matir and Nedarim. And in fact, if you noticed when we did Hataras Nedarim this year, in the initial declaration that the individual says in front of the Beis Din, he says, Hinei mitzad hadin hameskaret v'mevakesh haTorah tzorech lifrot es haneder. That when one comes, we say in our declaration, that when one comes in front of the Beis Din and he has made a neder, he's taken an oath, and he wants to absolve himself of this neder, he has charata, he has regret that he ever made such a neder, he has to tell the Beis Din what the particular neder was. It's not sufficient for the individual to go ahead and tell the Beis Din, I made a neder, I have charata gemura that I ever made such a neder, and they will go ahead and be matzir the neder. And that's what we say. Hinei mitzad hadin, hameskaret, v'mevakesh haTorah, tzorech lifrot es haneder. However, the Yerushalmi says that this indeed is a machlokes. This indeed is a machlokes, whether when one comes to the Beis Din for Hataras Nedarim, is it required for this individual to be Mefaret the Neder or not? Perhaps it's sufficient that he tell the Beis Din that he made a Neder, he's Mescharet on the Neder, and he doesn't have to tell them what the Neder is. And that is the Machlokes that Yerushalmi quotes right after this Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova. And explains to Yeshuas Yaakov, among other Mefarshim, that when the Yerushalmi said, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva in this case, you must hold like him in the, like the other Shita in the other case, meaning, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that by tshuva, tzorech lefarek es hachet, so hu hadin as well, when it comes to hataras nedarim, Sorech lefarek es haneder lifnei habezdin. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Rava, that ain tzorech mecharet es hachet when it comes to tshuva, as well when it comes to hacharis nedarim, one is not required to be mecharet the neder. This requires explanation, the link between the two, which we will expound upon shortly. But says the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchos Shavuos Halacha Hei states, Kesev Matirin, how does one do Hataras Nedarim? Yodo Hanishpa L'chacham Hamuva or L'shlosha Hediotos, the person who took the Neder or the Shavua comes to a Chacham Hamuva or L'shlosha Hediotos, for Omer, Ani nishpati al-kach v'kach v'nichamti, that the individual has to come to the Bezdin and he has to articulate the particular neder that he took. Ani nishpati kach v'kach v'nichamti. So explains the Yeshuas Yaakov that since the Rambam was already machriya, when it comes to Hataras Nedarim, that one is required to be Mifarek Es HaNeder Lefnei HaChacham, and according to this Yerushalmi, the question of being Mifarek the Neder Lefnei HaChacham, and the question of being Mifarek the Chet for Tshuva, are linked together. So once the Rambam was already Machriya, the Shaila in Hilchos Shavuos, he was forced to paskin that when it comes to Hatara, when it comes to Shuva, one is required to be Mefarek Es Hachet. Even though in this situation he will be veering from the norm and not paskining like Rabbi Akiva against Havero, but in this situation when this Shiloh is dependent upon some other Shiloh, which is not regulated by a machlokis of the Akiva the Chavero, so the Rambam went ahead and he paskin Sorech Lefaret Es HaNeder, and therefore Hu Adin Sorech Lefaret Es Hachet. The explanation that is given for the link between these two ideas, of course, the Tzad HaShoveh between them of Tshuva and Hataras Nedarim is Charata. The individual is Mescharet, he has deep regret. And as the Mefarshim explained, for one to really express the deep regret, he must articulate the particular transgression or particular oath that he wishes to absolve himself from. And therefore, Medina, the Rambam Paskin in both cases, Sorech Lefaret Es Hachet, and Sorech Lefaret Es HaNeder. However, Mefarshim points out that this issue of by Hataras Nedarim, when one is required to be Mefaret the Neder, the Fnei Chacham, is also discussed in the Badli. Is also discussed in the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara in Gittin states, Ibaya Lahu Tzorech Lefaret Es HaNeder O Eino Tzorech. Is one required to Mefaret the Neder B'Fnei the Chacham or not? Now, Nachman Omar Eino Tzorech, Rav Papa Omar Tzorech. Machlokis in Yerushalmi also appears in the Bavli. However, Rav Nachman Omar Eino Tzorech, the Amit Tzorech Zimin, the Gaiz Leil Vibure, the Chosom and the Shome Mar Baker. Rav Nachman says, don't be Mefaret, because we're afraid that if we make a requirement for you to be Mefaret, your Neder, B'Fnei Chacham, you perhaps will delete an important fact in the Neder, and hence the Hatara of the Chacham will be made on false premise, and therefore we should not require any pirut, and therefore the chacham could be matir without even knowing, as long as he knows that you had charata. However, the other opinion of the Gemara says, the Gemara in the Bavli says that Rav Papa says that the reason why an individual who does Hataras Nidarim has to be Mifaret the Neder Bifnei the Chacham is because, as Rashi states, Shema Azvar Isur Nadra. Perhaps this individual made a Neder which is really in his best interest to keep the Neder. For example, he has an Avera which he feels that he might come to transgress. So therefore, as a safeguard for him to transgress the Neder, he says, if I will ever transgress this Neder, I will not be able to get Hanah from something or something which perhaps is in his best interest to maintain such a Neder for his own well-being. And therefore we're afraid if we won't know what the Neder is, we're afraid we're doing him a disservice by being matir the Neder. So therefore, since we're afraid of such a scenario that an individual will come to be matir a Neder, which is really in his best interest to keep, we go ahead and we say, you must tell us all Yidadarim at Zera. Perhaps you might be Matir Aneder, which you really should keep. And then the question point out that if this indeed is the Havana, the understanding of why one is Tzorech Lefaret as Haneder, then clearly there is no connection between Tzorech Lefaret as Hachet B'tshuva and Tzorech Lefaret as Haneder when it comes to Hataras Nedarim. Tzorech Lefaret as Hachet B'tshuva is a din in his Charata, perhaps a din in Busha, where is Tzorech Lefaret as Haneder by Hataras Nedarim, according to the Bavli, was a mere gezeira that we're afraid that the individual will not, will be matir a neder, which he really should keep. And hence, as the Mefarshim point out, a machlokes, if the Yeshua Yaakov's trap in the Yerushalmi, then it would emerge a machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi regarding the requirement of being mefarek as haneder by hafaras nedarim. The Yerushalmi, who equates pirut hachet b'tshuva with pirut haneder by hafaras nedarim, clearly is learning that this is required midina as a shiur in the charata, whereas the Bavli is understanding that these two notions are dissimilar. Pirut hachet b'tshuva perhaps is a din in charata, but pirut haneder by hataras nedarim is merely a gzeira, the milsa v'yisur. Perhaps there is a nafkamina ladina between the understanding of the Bavli and the understanding of the Yerushalmi in pirut haneder by Hataras Nedarim. The Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Kaf Ches quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes, Kosov Ov Mistabra Shavilo Parat Le'echad Mishlosha HaMathirim Dailo. That the Rashba writes, and so is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that even though there's a requirement to be mefaret as haneder, there is a requirement for an individual to express what his particular neder was and tell it to the Bezdin, one need not tell all the members of the Bezdin. It's sufficient just to tell one member of the Beis Din. And so the Mechaber Paskins as well as Shulchan Aruch. But the Rashba explains why is it that the requirement of Pirut HaNeder is not L'chol HaBeis Din, but only to one individual. So says the Rashba, since it's only Chashoshev Derabonim, Lizoher Beramoy, since the whole idea is a Chashoshev Derabonim, that somebody is being Matir and Neder, which he really should not, if that is the whole problem, it would be sufficient for one individual to know that this is a Neder that should be, this individual should be absolved from, and he need not tell the entire Beis Din. However, one could suggest that if one holds like the Yerushalmi, that Pirut HaNeder is not a Chashasha Derabonim, but is a required Me'ikar HaDin as part of the Maisa Harata, and as the Lashon HaRambam indicates, that he tells it in front of the Shlosha Dayonim, Nishpati Kach VeKach VeNikamti, if it is required Me'ikar HaDin, then perhaps the expression the Pirut HaNeder has to be in front of all three individuals. Shulchan Aruch, of course, we paskin legabe tshuva ein tzorech lefarech, and as well legabe hataras nedarim, it's sufficient to tell it to one individual, because the Shulchan Aruch is clearly working with the notion of the Bavli. Whereas the Rambam, as the Yeshuas Yaakov explained, can be working with the notion of the Yerushalmi, that there is an equation between Hataras, Nidorim, and Shuma. One of the Mephoshim points out that this equation that the Yerushalmi makes between Hataras, Nidorim, and Shuma really strikes the essence of tshuva, as the Mesilas Yesharim writes, that tshuva is like Hataras Nedarim, because when one repents, he's uprooting the past. This idea that Hataras Nedarim uproots the past is stated clearly in the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah tells us of an individual who betroths a woman, is Mekadesh and Isha, Almanas, with the assumption that this woman is not bound by any Nidorin. And this woman really was bound by Nidorin. The Mishnah says that the Kiddushin is not a good Kiddushin. It was made under false premises. However, the Mishnah has another case. An individual, Mekadesh and Isha, Almanas She'ein Ba Mumim, that there are no defects, no physical blemishes, and indeed there were, the Mishnah says, again, Einam Mekudeshes. But says the Gemara in Ksubis, Halach Eitzal Chacham V'hitir, Mekudeshes. Halach Eitzel Rofe V'ripe Eina Mekudeshes. If one goes to the Chacham and absolves oneself from the Neder, the Kedushin now will be good. Even though at the time of the Kedushin, the Neder was still there. Halach Eitzel Rofe V'ripe Eina Mekudeshes. Because at the time of the Kedushin, the defect was still there. Ask the Gemara, what is the difference between the Chacham and the Rofe? The Gemara answers, Chacham is Hoker, the Neder, the Mafreya. When a Chacham absolves an individual from the Neder, it's as if the Neder never existed. So even though at the time of the Kiddushin the Neder was still there, but if later you go to the Chacham, it's as if the Neder never existed. Whereas when one goes to the Rofe, to the doctor, to rid of the Mum, the mum was there,
the Shastra makes a Kiddushin, and hence the Kiddushin is invalid. And this, the Mepharshim point out, is really the same distinction that the Gemara in Yuma makes between Shuvah Me'ava and Shuvah Me'ira. The Gemara says in Kiddushin in Yuma, Adat Nevav, that Shuvah Me'ava, as Donos Nazel of his Chuyos, eradicates the Avera, the Mafreya, as if the Avera never existed. Whereas Shuvah Me'ira, the Gemara compares to the Rofe with the Mum, which only Mikan, Mikanu Lahava. So we have a notion of tshuva, of an individual who sinned, who did an act, a transgression, and he has the ability to rewrite history, to undo his past. And that, says this Mefarish, is understood very well in light of the Yerushalmi that compares Hatoras Nedarim, which is uprooted and as if it doesn't exist, with tshuva, because they both have the same dynamic. And I would like to explore with you this idea of tshuva being able to undo the past. Tshuva Me'ava not only undoes the past, but Zdonas Nazalo Kizchuyos. One even gets merit for his Avera, which is an idea which is very difficult to understand. And I would like to explore this idea, this notion, with you. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph that Shiva Devarim Nivru Kodem Shenivra HaOlam, that there are seven things that were created in the world before HaKadosh Baruch Hu really created the world. And one of these things is tshuva, repentance. Dechsiv, Dechterem Horim Yulodu, Uchsiv, Hashem Enosh Adaka, Vathomer, Shuvu B'nei Adam. That the idea of Shuvu B'nei Adam existed Terem Horim Yulodu, even before the mountains were created. Tshuva existed. The grand great Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, Rebbe Elimelech Milozhensk, once pointed out that he thinks that this Chazal, that tshuva existed before Bryas HaOlam, is really a restatement of another Maimer Chazal. The Medrash Rabba tells us in Bereishis Amar Rabbi Avohu, Melamei Shehayo Borei Olamos U'Machriva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created this world, created other worlds, and he destroyed them. Ad Shebara Es Eilu, Omar Din Hanin Li, Yashon Lo Hanin Li. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created the world, created other worlds and destroyed them, created other worlds and destroyed them, before he decided that this is the world he will keep. And explained to Noam Elimelech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put in the Bria a concept of charata, a concept of regret, even though, of course, the Ribono Shel Olam is not shayach to have any idea of regret. He's beyond charata. But he went through the motions of borei olamos u'machriva, and that was charata that he placed in the Bria, and says the Noam Elimelech that that is synonymous with what Chazal tell us, that tshuva with nivra kodem Bryas HaOlam. And perhaps one could add, based on this idea as well, that the Medrash Tanhuma and Parshas Pekudei comments on the pasuk Ahati Ma'on Beisachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Ahati Ma'on Beisachar, that the Beit HaMikdash is Ma'on, is like the world. There's a comparison in the Medrash between Briyas HaOlam and the Mishkan. He Rachia Mavdil Beimayim Lamayim Keneged the Parochas, Yikogu Hamayim Keneged the Kiyor, Yihi Ma'olos Keneged the Menorah. Hence the Mishkan was an Olam Bezer Amplin in miniature, a blueprint of the whole world. And therefore, it's very interesting to note that before Moshe Rabbeinu puts up the Mishkan, Vayikach Halos Moshe, as Rashi tells us, Kol Shivas Yimei HaMiluim Hayam Moshe Mamido Umifarko, that Moshe Rabbeinu would go ahead and put up the Mishkan and take it down, put it up and take it down in the 7 days before Chodesh Nisan, when it was up permanently, because he was going through the steps of Briyas HaOlam. And the steps of Briyas HaOlam were that there has to be a concept of Charata, a concept of Charata built in the Olam. And that's the Tshuva called in Briyas HaOlam. Because really Tshuva is Lamala Min Hazman. It was before, Terem Horim Yulodu, Fatom Neshubu B'nei Odom. And the Mefarshim explained that the concept of tshuva, being called in Briyas HaOlam, has two facets to it. That tshuva is Lamala Min Hazman. Number one, Meshameh Es HaOvar. One could rewrite history, rewrite his past. Lamala Min Hazman. If we were dictated by the norms of time, it's illogical. The past is the past. Meshane Es HaOvar. And as well, secondly, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, the Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Gimel says, Afilu Rasha Kol Yoma V'Osa Tshuva Bachrona Ein Maskim Lo Shum Dover Merisha. That there need not be a comparable time of tshuva parallel to the amount of time that the person was an avarian. He could have been an avarian for many years of his life, and at the end he decides to repent. We don't say that there has to be an equality of time in tshuva. But when the person is chozer b'tshuva b'sof yomav, that could change his whole past. Hence, tshuva, l'mal kodem Briyas HaOlam, l'mal min hazman. It can undo the past, and it need not be in proportion in the same amount of time that the individual did the avera. And the Mesilas Yesharim and the Shari Tshuva tell us this is a special chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Special chesed, because mitzad hadin, says the Mesilas Yesharim, a person did an avera, he did an action, the action is done. How can one rewrite history? How can one undo his past? A special chesed. It's yadua, the Sefer Kovetz Mamorim by Rebbe Chanan Wasserman Zatzal, once asked the Chofetz Chaim, is it really a chesed, tshuva, to undo the past? Because we know the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that if one did mitzvahs his whole life, and at the end he was Torah al harishonos, he said that his whole life of Torah and mitzvahs he regrets. The Gemara tells us that he loses his reward for his mitzvahs as well. So is it really a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for us? We see it works both ways. It works both l'tov aseinu, but on the other hand, it works as well to to take away mitzvahs as well. A person is po'al rishonos. And the Chofetz Chaim and Rav Chanan go to great length to discuss this question. One of the things that the Chofetz Chaim told Rav Chanan is that the chesed in tshuva is not only that one could rewrite the past, undo the averus, clean the slate, but one as well, as the Gemara tells us, donos naso look his chuyos, that one is going to get merits even for his averus. That clearly must be chesed. And the Mabit says this chesed is only for Klal Yisrael. The Medrash Tanhuma says, Yisa Hashem Hona Veilecha. Because of Echor Omer Hashem Lo Yisa Hona. One Pasuk says Hashem is no Seifonim. One Pasuk says Hashem is not. The Medrash Tanhuma in Parshat Hazinu says, Ose Tshuva, no Se Lo Ponim. Yochol Lachol, Talmud Lomar Eilecha, the low le'uma acheres. That tshuva only works for Klal Yisrael and not for any uma acheres. And says the Magid, what does this mean? That tshuva is only for Klal Yisrael? It explains the Magid in his Sefer Beis Elokim that perhaps tshuva could work for Gentiles as well to erase their averos. But this aspect that zdonos, nachalok yizchuyos, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will give us merit, even for our averus, perhaps only is l'klal Yisrael. The great Mekubal, from the late 16th, early 17th century, the Raman Mipanu, the Sefer Eser Mamoros, writes, that tshuva is only Yisrael, and if you ask me from Sefer Yonah, from Anshe Nineveh, explain the Raman Mipanu, Afheim lo nitzolu ela herich lahem apo, that the tshuva of Anshe Nineveh was only for temporary reprieval from punishment, but it was not an eradication of their sin. How do we know this, says the Raman Mipanu? Because you look in the beginning of Sefer Nochum. The beginning of Sefer Nochum says, Masa Nineveh, Sefer Chazon, Nochum Al-Koshi, Kel Kano V'Nokem Hashem. Hashem is going to have Nekoma from Anshe Nineveh. What does it mean? But Anshe Nineveh did tshuva. So explained the Raman Mipanu, yes, they did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marich af, even for umos ha'olam, he will hold back. But the actual eradication of the avera, or even the idea that zdonos nasas lo kizchuyos, will not apply. Masei Nineveh, kel kono v'nokeim Hashem, says the beginning, the Nebuah of Sefer Nochum. But I'd like to explore with you how the dynamic of how perhaps this works. An individual did an avera, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us do tshuva. And he will take away the avera of tshuva me'ava, but why should an individual get schusim for the particular avera that he did? And I'd like to share with you an idea that the Dubna Magid has in his Sefer Ol Yaakov and Parshas Noach, which I think in part can help us explain this notion of getting schar for your averus as well. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noach, Noach is tzaddik tovim hoya bedoroso, on the word hoya. Amar Rabbi Yochanan states, Konish shenema bo hoya, mitchiloto ba'asoko hu tzaddik. Says the Medrash, that if a person says Haya by his name, Tzadik Haya, that means that he was a tzaddik for the entire duration of his life. Mitchilato v'ad sofo, Haya. So the Medrash Rabbah continues. Hasid Allah, I'll ask a question. Hasid, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Echad Haya Avraham, V'yirosh es ha'aretz. It says the Lashon Haya by Avraham Avinu, Me'ata hu tchilato v'hu sofo. By Avraham Avinu, Reish Lakish Omar ben Sholoshonim, Hikir Avraham es boro. Rav Chanin of Rav Yochanan, Travai Armin ben Arboim Shmona Shona, Hikir Avraham es boro. Asks the Medrash, how can the Pasuk use the word Haya by Avraham Avinu, which implies he was a tzaddik mitchiloso v'ad sofo, if by Avraham Avinu he was only makir esboro, he only believed in the Ribbono Shel Olam later in his life, age 3, age 48, different opinions. Says the Medrash, Uma ani mekayim hoya, Shehoya misakim mahadri kol olam kulo b'tshuva. What does this mean? So I'd like to quote the powerful statement of the Dudna Magid in his Sefer Ol Yachus. Me'ato yathiru divrei ha-medrash. Ki Avram alav ha-shalom sheyamachnis nefashos rabos tachas kantei ha-shechina. We know that Avram Avinu went around, the Rambam tells us, and he gave drushes, preaching Matviism throughout the world. K'moshe kosov, es ha-nefesh asher osu b'chorom. Ilu haya oved u'makir Hashem yizborach minu'urov, if Avram Avinu would have been a monotheist, would have been a mamim from the beginning of his life, says the Dugda Magid, Be'ein sofik ki lo hoya masliach b'maseihu l'uma. Ein sofik that Avram Avinu would not have been successful, says the Dugna Magid, to be makarev all these individuals. Ki ayei eifu haya b'yodo l'ochiach al pneim al ta'amuseim v'al asabeim. Ki hala k'neged tamav yamru. How could Avraham Avinu give Musar and tell the people that one has to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? They would have said back to him, do you know what pagan worship is all about? Can you relate to us? They would never have listened to him. So says the Dugda Magid, the Zos Hoysa Hasibo Hachrova Lahamshich Liboso Lekorba Nanunas Hashem Yisborach Valkein Habishpatu Sheyela Avraham Maskores Gam Al Hayomim Harishonim Sheova Bahem Avodazor. So says the Dugda Magid, so therefore he deserves to have schar not only on the years that he was a mamin b'chodesh baruch hu, but even on the years that he was obeyed avodah zarah. Avram loshen haya, as the Medrash says, hayam nefakim la'adrich kol la'olam kulo b'tshuva. Because although those years were undesirable years, years that Avram Avinu did not believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he was able to take his past and use it in a productive way. And therefore, says the Dugda Magid, therefore he will get schar even on those yomim vishonim that he did not believe and that he was an obed avodah zarah. And these words of the Dugda Magid, I think, speak to everybody on their own level. Whether an individual is a Baal Teshuva in the sense that he grew up in an irreligious home, or that this season everyone is a Baal Teshuva, everyone has averos, has shortcomings, has experiences in life which the individual will classify them as negative experiences and would rather delete them from his life. But that's what the Dubna Magid is telling us. That any negative experience, any avera that a person might have committed, one could go ahead and build either towards others or towards himself with the experience that he learns from that particular maaser. And then, not only is it tshuva, but he gets schar for that experience as well. Even though, l'chatchila, no one will put himself in such a situation of Obed Avodah Zorah or any avera. But once it happened already, one could use any negative experience in life, any avera or any period of time in life, and use it in a positive way. And that's Avraham Avinu. And that's Stonos Nasalo Kishuyos. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal in Al HaTshuva discusses a similar idea where he points out that there are two types of tshuva. There's biur hara, a person is mevayer the ra. He amputates years of his life which are not desirable from him. That is one level of tshuva. But says Rav Soloveitchik, is another level of tshuva. Halos hara, to uplift the ra. And I think this idea is similar to the idea expressed here in the Dubna Magid of Zdonos Nasaslo Kiskrios. Any experience in life will make you a more sensitive individual, will make you a more understanding individual, even if it's an experience that you would rather forget about. And you would rather, as Rav Soloveitchik calls it, amputate those years from your life. But that's a lower level of tshuva. The higher level is halos hara. Grow from it. Learn from it. Whether it be an avera, whether it be any experience in life, learn and grow to help others, to be a more sensitive individual, to help yourself as well. Even by Moshe Rabbeinu, we find a very interesting chazal. The pasuk tells us, the pasuk is Chan v'Chanan, Az Yavdil Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu, before his departure from the world, wanted to make sure that he set aside some of the Arei Miklat, even though they will not be operative until later. He was very careful about the Arei Miklat. And Chazal give various reasons. The common reason that people know why was Moshe Rabbeinu so careful to set aside the Arei Miklat, well, we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Oleg Mitzvos, Lo Yisva Mitzvos, that Moshe Rabbeinu was always trying to do mitzvos whenever he had an opportunity. But Chazal tell us there's another aspect. There's another aspect to Moshe Rabbeinu's concern of being mafrish to Arei Miklat. It wasn't just merely, oh, hey, mitzvos, Moshe Rabbeinu likes to do mitzvos, and he always takes an opportunity to do mitzvos, that definitely is true. But Chazal tells us in the Medrash Rama, Amar of Levi, Ma Ra Moshe Lipei Nafsho al Arei Miklat, says the Medrash, Misha ochal es hatavshil hu yodeya es tamo. A person who eats the tavshil He eats the food. He knows what it tastes like. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his life, when he killed the Mitzri, and he was pursued, and he felt helpless, and he knew what it was for an individual to need to have a place of refuge, to have an ir miklat. And that imbued in Moshe Rabbeinu a sensitivity that otherwise perhaps he would not have had, say Chazal. Only because Misha Ochal is Atashil, Yodea is Kamo. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Ochel is Atashil, he experienced what a Rotzeach the Shogeg also experienced. And therefore, he knew what it was. This creates a certain level of sensitivity, a certain level of openness to help others and to help oneself. And in fact, that perhaps is what Chazal tell us, that Rav Yochanan, in Kiddushin, Rav Yochanan HaVekoi Mikamei Sabi Garmoi Omar Kama HaPatiki Odu Alayim. Rav Yochanan would get up in front of the Gentiles, the elderly Gentiles, because these individuals went through life and had various experiences which broadened them, and that Chochmas HaChayim which they possess is worth standing up for, even for Rav Yochanan. Because every life experience, whether it be a mitzvah, whether it be an avera, whether it be something neutral, should teach her something and be able to go ahead and teach others and teach ourselves. And this idea I found as well in a beautiful sefer, Zev Yitrof, by Zev Haberman's Shlita. A very interesting Machshava sefer on the Yomim Tovim, where he points out the words of Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shari Tshuva has various aspects to Tshuva, and he lists them. There's the Charata, the Aziva, the Busha, and he lists 20 aspects to Tshuva. Shar Ha'esrim of Rabbeinu Yonah, Lahoshiv Rabim Me'ovon, to help other individuals to do tshuva. And in this above mentioned sefer, he asks, why is that an obligation for the Baal Tshuva? The 20 things listed in the Rambam are things that a person who's a Baal Tshuva does. Charata and Busha and Aziva Sachet and all these things. It's not for any individual. This idea of Hoshiv Rabim Me'avon is shaykh just to everybody, just as much as it's shaykh to the Baal Tshuva. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah, he asks, list this? Why does he list it in the steps of Tshuva? Lahoshiv Rabim Me'avon. And he points out that the Baal Tshuva's obligation to do tshuva is similar to the obligation of Talmud Torah, Lilmov al Menas Lalami. And I think this is the idea that we've discussed in the Dugna Magid, that one who has these experiences, if he shares it with others in the proper fashion, can be very matzliach in being meshiv rabim me'avon in ways that other individuals cannot. And in that sefer, he quotes as well the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, who so powerfully says, "For Amar Rebbe, lo dayin lebalei tshuva shemekablim osan, ela shekorin osan Rebbe." Balei tshuva, not only do we accept them, but korin osan Rebbe, as he explains, because the Baal Tshuva is lahoshiv rabbi me'avon, and that's what we stated before. The Baal Tshuva is the individual who will be able to be meshiv rabim, who will be more successful on other individuals, and he will be a rebbe for many others, and not only for others, but for himself as well. because he will be able to grow from his past. He will be a Rebbe from others. Lo dayin lebalei tshuva shemekablim osan, ela shekorin osan Rebbe. And this notion that tshuva, we can undo the past, we can uplift ourselves, really should give us an encouragement to do tshuva. Because one of the great impediments of tshuva is yeish. An individual thinks it's too far gone. But as we've explained, stolos nazolok is huyos. You can even get merit. You can build on the past in a way the makom shebalei tshuva ein omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamod. But one has to be willing to begin the process. The process of hakaras hachet, of an individual who is willing to look into his deeds and find that perhaps there is a chisaron that he can be mistaken. And he needs a chavyeish, knowing that he can be mistaken in the past. Zdonos nasalok his chuyos. Some of the great Hasidisher Gedolim explain the difference between Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeragel. Chet HaEgel, we have a renounced Salachti Kidvarecho. At Chet HaMeraglim, there was no Mechila. And these Gedolim explain, because Chet HaMeraglim, as we quoted the Pasuk before, Ana Chato Ha'om Chato Gedolo, which they explain that it was a Chato Gedolo. Why was it a Chato Gedolo? Because Klal Yisrael realized that there was an Avera. They were makir that there was a problem. Whereas by the Meraglim it says, Hinnu alido l'mochom asher amah Hashem kichachonu. They never admitted that they had a chisara. Asher, as the Baal Shem Tov said, asher amah Hashem kichachonu. They never were able to begin the process of tshuva, of hakaras hachet. And that's what the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says. In Ani Mishpat, Al Omru Lo Chatasi, that he's going to hold the people accountable because the individuals said Lo Chatasi. And in fact, Chazal tell us on the pasuk that we quoted before, Nachaset Shoav Lo Yatsliach Umode Ba'oze Yerucham. A person is mechasef shav, he's not willing to see that perhaps there's a deficiency which he can fulfill lo yatsliach. Umode ba'ozev yirucham tells us Chazal in the Medrash Tehillim, mechasef shav the shav, shav hamelech, who didn't fulfill his obligation in mechias amolech, ma ko atzom hazeh ba'oznai, was never forgiven. Umotev Ozev Yeruchon, said David, Sha'om Ayomer David Elokim Hano Anokhi Chatosi. And this perhaps sometimes comes about because of a certain level of gaiva. People become very successful in various areas. People amass fortunes. They become successful intellectually, professionally, and they never, therefore, do a proper tshuva of hakaras hachet. And Chazal teach us that as great and as successful a person is, he has to be careful of this shemitz of gaiva. The Gemara tells us that there are certain times in the Shemona Esrei where we're korei or mishtachaveh, and we're not allowed to be mosif on these particular places in the Shemona Esrei. But a kohen gadol, he's korei, the chilas, the so-called bracha or bracha. And the melech, the chilas called bracha, or the so-called bracha. As great as this individual is, he has to be machmir himself even more. Because as successful as the individual is,
the greater fright that the individual will never do tshuva. It's very interesting to note. We say in davening every day, the Shir Shalom, Shir Shalavim, how you omen the Beis HaMikdash. And we know that on the special Yomim Tovim, there were special Shirim that the Levim sung in the Beis HaMikdash, which were not the regular Monday, the regular Tuesday. That's why the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that one should say the real Shir. Whether, if Yom Tov is on a Monday, don't say the Shir Shalom of Monday, but say the Shir that the Levim said on that particular Yom Tov. Maseches Sofrim in Perek Yutes tells us what was the Shir for Yom Kippur. Says Maseches Sofrim, B'yom HaKippurim Borchi Nashi. And if you look in the Maseches Sofrim, it says Borchi Nashi, in parentheses, Shom Kuftal. That's the capital, Tehillim, Borchi Nafshi, Kuf Dalet, which we say in Rosh Chodesh. And that says the Maseches Sofrim is the Shir Shal Yomrim B'Yom HaKippur. So the Ramah Mitanya, who we mentioned before, the great Posek in the Kubel from Italy, from the late 16th century, early 17th century, points out that there's a Tol Sofer in the Gemara that we have that says Shom Kuf Dalet. But really, says the Ramah Mitanya, it should say Kapitel Kuf Gimel. Not Borchi Nashi, that we say on Rosh Chodesh, but Kuf Gimel, Ledovid Borchi Nashi, which contains the pasuk HaSoleach L'chol Avonechi HaRofei L'chol Tachluachi. That the pasuk, the kapitel, the Levim said on Yom Kippur was kapitel Kuf Gimel, which has the mention of Slicha U'Mechil, and not that we have an Arshas of Borchi Nafshi, but the Dovid Borchi Nafshi. And it's interesting to note, if you look in that kapitel of Tehillim, at Kuf Gimel, there's another very interesting pasuk. Baruch Hashem Malachav Gibore Koach Osei Devaro Lishma Bekol Devaro. Baruch Hashem, blessed to Hashem the Gibore Koach, the individuals who have inner strength. Gibore Koach. The Medrash Rabbah in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra says, who are these Gibore Koach? Says the Medrash, "Bama posuk medaber, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Shomrei Shvi'is hakosuk medaber." That these individuals are the Gibore Koach, are the individuals who observe the laws of Shemitah. That takes a certain inner strength of emunah, of hachnah to the Ribono Shel Olam. We believe, I'm not the Balabayit. I'm not here, my sadeh. I'm not the big Balgaiva. So it's interesting to note that the kapitel Tehillim of Yom Kippur is the kapitel Tehillim of Shemitah. Because Shemitah teaches us the ingredient of tshuva, that one has to realize he's machliya himself. He bows down to the Ribono Shel Olam. He says, Lashem ha'aretz u'milua. That I'm a successful individual, and halavai we should continue to be a successful individual. That everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to be a Baal Gaiva. And that's the kapitel for Yom Kippur. The kapitel from Yom Kippur is the kapitel so appropriate to this year of Shomrei Shvi'is, of the Gibore Koach, of the Elu HaShomrei Shvi'is. And what more appropriate day of Yom Kippur, Tshuva, which is also
the day of beginning anew, the day of the Luchos Hashnios, of the mention of breaking and restarting. Yom Kippur was the day of the Luchos Shnios. And together with the Luchos Shnios, came in Parshas Kisisa, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, which we say so many times in this period of the Aseret Yimei Teshuva. And I saw a beautiful idea in the Sefer Zichron Shmuel by the great Gaoner of Shmuel Kabenfeld Ratzal. And he asks, why did the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim come together with the Luchos Shnios? And he explains a beautiful idea, which is an idea which begins with a notion that really is discussed in the Beit Halevi in his drushes, Drush Yudches. The Beit Halevi points out that there was a fundamental difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. The Luchos Rishonos had all the Torah Shebichtav and all the Torah Shebaalpeh written on them, miraculously written on them. There was no distinction of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And then came along the Chet HaEgel. And the Gemara tells us in Erevin that if there would not have been a Chet HaEgel, there would be no dominion. The Goyim would not be able to have dominion over the Jewish people. And Chazal tell us the reason why we don't have all the Torah written down, the Torah of Al-Peh, we want to be the Al-Peh, is because we don't want the Goyim, who will have dominion over us, to take it away from us. So therefore, explains the Beit HaLevi, that in the Luchos Rishonos, there was no problem. Everything could be written, everything can be written down. And we're not afraid that anything will be copied. But in the Luchos Shnios already was a different idea. Goyim could have dominion over the Jews, and there was a problem that the Torah Shebaal Peh would not be the unique bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And therefore, at that point, it had to be a Torah Shebichtav, and it had to be a Torah Shebaal Peh. And in fact, the pasuk that says, "Ksav lachem hadvarim ha'eila, ki alfi hadvarim ha'eila, karas yitzcha b'ris v'et Yisrael," where the Gemara Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Gittin, the dvarim that's also lichtu of the dvarim Shebaal Peh, is given Parshas Kisisa with the Luchos Shnios. Because at the time of the Luchos Shnios with his man, that there is Torah Shebaal Peh. And there, as the Zichron Shmuel points out, the Chazal tell us, there was Shikchas HaTorah. And therefore, there was requirement of Torah Shebaal Peh, which was the Pilpula Shel Torah. And what is the essence of Torah Shebaal Peh? The essence of Torah Shebaal Peh is the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bahem. The 13 principles that the Torah is expounded. That is the core of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and explains the Zichron Shmuel, as the Magen Mezrich once said, the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bahem on the Orer, the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. As we see in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is Mispalat and Miriam Kelna Rifana Law, and according to the opinion of Kel, is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos. What does Hashem respond? Zaviha Yorof Yorof Rifaneha, which is the paradigm, Kal V'Chomer, which is, and as he explained in Magid Mimezrich, Hashem saying, if you want the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim, Bidoresh the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bahem. And explains the Zichron Shmuel, Yom Kippur is the day where we get the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Torah Nidreshes Bahem. So with that comes the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. And I think the idea that we should glean from this is we, B'nai Torah, B'nos Torah, who Oseich B'Torah U'B'Mitzvos, have to realize that the point of Limud HaTorah is to transform an individual into a person who has the sensitivities of, like the Shalosh says, V'yasu l'chon ha'kisei d'azeh. It's not sufficient to say the Yud Gimel Midos, but one has to have the character of the Yud Gimel Midos, of the Rachum, the Chanun, Er Hapayim, the Midas Ha'emes. And Yom Kippur is the day when the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem converge with the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And everyone has to ask, any Lomei Torah has to ask, as the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, that I've involved myself in the Limud of the Torah, has that caused me to be an individual who is exemplary of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? As the Sifrei says, Minino Esh Dos Lomo. The Torah is an Esh. The Sifrei says, if fire touches something, even when the fire is no longer there, you could tell there's an imprint that was a place where there was a fire. A person who's a Lomei Torah who touched that fire of Minino Esh Dos Lomo, he was Osek in the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatorah Nidreshes Bahem. He has to be the one who's going to be the most ethical person. He's going to be the biggest Midas Emes, the greatest Chanun Barachum. Because he was Osek in the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatorah Nidreshes Bahem. And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. It's the day when we have to ask ourselves, what was the effect that the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem on us? Was it merely an intellectual stimuli of the Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem, or did it transform us into a person of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? As Rav Shechter Shlita many times has pointed out to Gemara and Yivu, that Geneva passed by certain of the Rabbonim, and they said, let's stand up to him, the Bar Oryon who, the Gemara and Gittin on the Aleph on the Maze. He's a Talmud Chacham, he knows a lot. And then the Rabbanim said, no, but he's a Baal Machlokes. He doesn't have proper Midos. And as Rav Shechter pointed out, the Rishonim say, from this you see, that when you stand up for a Talmud Chacham, you're not standing up for the Yud Gimel Midos She'atorah Nidreshes Bahem, to use it in the formulation that we've stated, but you're standing up for the individual who's taken the Yud Gimel Midos She'atorah Nidreshes Bahem and transformed himself into a person who exemplifies the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And that's something that we all have to strive for, and that's the essence of Yom Kippur. Today, converge the Yud Gimel Midos, Yud Gimel Midos She'atorah Nidreshes Bahem, with the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Yehi Ratzon, let us all say that we should be zocha for tshuva shleima, to learn from all our experiences of the past, the positive ones, the negative ones, to build on the past, to be greater individuals, more sensitive to our fellow Jews, individuals who are growing both in the Yud Gimel Midos She'atorah Nidreshes Bahem, and individuals who as well are growing in the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And let Be'ezus Hashem this year be a year of Birkas Hashem, Bechlau u'Befrat, Lanu u'Lechol Beis Yisrael.